We have Lisa joining us from the Lincoln County North Platte Visitors Bureau. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing well. Good to have you back in the studio again.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, we've been remote for a while, but it's time to...
Slowly getting back to normal, aren't we?
Yes, slowly, yeah.
Are you guys back in the office now?
Yes, we are.
Good, good.
Yeah.
And are people traveling now?
Seeing
a little bit of action?
We're seeing a little smidge of an uptick. Yeah.
I know I was downtown over the weekend, and somebody down there said we're finally getting a little bit of traffic, not a lot, but a little bit coming down from the interstate.
Getting some at least.
Just a little bit, but,
it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully it proceeds slowly and everybody will kind of proceed with caution, but be a little more, active than
right.
We have been.
And people follow the rules of the DHM. That's kind of the
guideline.
Thing. That, yes. There's. Yeah. I get everybody's unrest and wanting to events to happen like normal, but there are reasons that they set, no beer gardens and no concerts or dances.
There's a method behind the madness.
Yeah, there is a reason, so we need to abide by that. So,
but people will notice in the Lincoln County community, there's a lot of different ways to enjoy tourism and maintain that distance.
Yes, there is, yes. We've been doing a lot of things, and I think I talked about, last month we did a selfie contest where
That's
we
right.
took, the signs around to all the attractions, and there were over 40 signs out around our community with identifying attractions that they could do the selfie contest and turn those in. So that was a great success. So this month we are doing a jigsaw journey contest.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now that, all of our attractions are open except for one, the Buffalo Bills State Historical Park has not opened yet. But everybody else is. So we've put together a jigsaw puzzle using our modern-day Joker Buffalo Bill at attractions and put puzzle pieces at those attractions that are open. And people can go out there and gather the puzzles, put them together, take a shot, a picture of it, post it on our Facebook page. With the hashtag NP Jigsaw Journey, and then they get put in for prizes for the month. And these prizes are very appropriate for this month already, since we got such heat going on. We're doing ages 10 and under a gift card, a $50 gift card to Double Dips.
Okay. Good way to cool off.
Yep. 11 to 17, you get a gift card for $50 to Cold Stone.
Okay.
And 18 and up, a $50 gift card to Dairy Queen. So we thought we'd focus on ice cream this time
that's
around.
It's a good one for ice cream. That's
for sure.
It is.
For sure.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
These jigsaw pieces are these like small puzzles? Do you have to hunt pretty hard to
find them? They'll have a bucket of them right at the front door. They don't have to hunt very hard.
Just have to show up to the business.
To go inside or outside. It depends on what each of them are comfortable with.
And these are at the 40 attractions.
These are just in North Platte. They're at the Lincoln County Historical Museum, Nebraska Land Days, Fort Cody, the Golden Spike Tower, Dusty Trails, Cody Go-Karts, Powell's Brewing, Prairie Art Center, Grain Bin Antique Town, so that one is not in town, I lied.
Right.
Community Playhouse, Peg Leg Brewery, and Feather River Vineyard, and the vineyard is outside of town, too.
A couple of them outside.
When we started working on this 2 weeks ago, really, really hard, and we had to print the puzzle pieces, so... those were the attractions that told us that they would be open June 1st. So.
Awesome.
And so they're all open?
Yep. The one that we didn't know last week even yet was the Cody Park Train Museum, and they opened yesterday. So
awesome.
The rides at Cody Park are not open yet, but, everybody else is. They're have marks on the floor for social distancing, or they're keeping... the minimum of 25 people in the building type of things, and keeping that countdown.
Are they open regular business hours pretty much?
Most of them are.
And I think everybody's doing increased sanitation no matter where you're at. George and I were talking about that a couple weeks ago. We're doing it here at the station. You're doing it over at the Bulletin. I mean, everybody's doing it no matter where you're at. So I'm sure all those businesses are as well.
Yes, they are. They have a cleaning regimen, and they've all... you know, one thing that we've learned through this is that the traveler is looking to see what you're doing as far as cleaning. So
They want to see that can of Lysol that was just used 20 minutes
ago. And they want to see it on your website, too, because they want to know before they go into your attraction or your business what you're doing. So we've encouraged everybody to post that on Facebook or on their website, both. You know, just let people know what you're doing to keep things, you know, sanitary and clean. And yeah, we'll get through this, but it'll take a little bit of time.
You know, this whole thing's kind of been, I think we're all feeling it. We've all been feeling our way along with it. Nobody really knew what this thing was or how serious it was. And, you know, for quite a while I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we just all pulled together and try to figure it out together? And, you know, then it got a little politicized and people started.
Like it always does.
But looking back at it, you know, we haven't had much in Lincoln County.
No, we're really lucky.
Pretty unfortunate. And I think you got to give some credit to the fact that, you know, it hasn't been a lot of traveling. The school shut down right away. And we took some really pretty stringent, of course, across Nebraska, we took some pretty stringent measures right away.
We
haven't had much, and a lot of places have had a lot more. So we've done some things right. So hopefully continue to do some things right. Somebody said yesterday, maybe we'll talk with Bill Henry about this a little bit later, but when the courthouse opened, I think Joe Hughley on the commissioner said, most people just want to come in the courthouse and get their business done and leave, and I think we can trust them to keep social distance by and large.
Sure.
Most, if not all, will do that, and it's become a pattern of behavior here in town.
Yep. And if you're sick, don't go to the courthouse. If you're sick, don't go participate in this jigsaw activity.
Wait until
you're feeling better.
I think most people get that, too.
It's just common sense. Put it to practice. So, Lisa, we were exchanging emails last week. Of course, it's not surprising to find out that throughout COVID-19, the tourism industry has been probably the hardest hit. It's not surprising to find out if you're staying home, you're not going to enjoy that tourism. But one big thing that's being preached is to enjoy tourism throughout the state.
Correct.
And obviously, Lincoln County, a great place to enjoy it, but our surrounding areas are great, too.
Right. One of the really neat things that the Nebraska Tourism has been done, and I believe this year is their 10th anniversary, is the Nebraska Passport Program. And I believe there are 80, they started with 80 stops this year, but because of COVID, I think it dropped down a little bit. Some businesses didn't want to participate. But it's a great way to get out and see, you know, all of Nebraska, because there are stops, you know, all over the state, and definitely encourage people to do that. It's definitely a safe activity, and that started yesterday. We do have passports at our office, or you can go to visitnebraska.com and upload their passport on your phone, so you can do it with your phone. There's an app, so you don't even have to have the actual passport and get the stamps. They automatically get the stamps when you get
it all
to the
possibly.
Yes, you can do it all
so
virtually.
So it connects travelers with some of the, how would you describe these attractions? I'd say some of the cutest, you know,
it's very unique and quirky. Usually,
some hidden
kind
gems.
Hidden gems. That's
right. And it isn't just what you typically think
little
of
shops.
Tourism. It's usually locally owned shops. Here in North Platte, it's Double Dips and the Pop Corner and Prairie Friends and Flowers.
Awesome.
So, they create, I wish I would have brought one with me. I didn't.
Unique individual businesses.
They create categories, and then they put businesses in those categories. You have to apply every year. And
to be a business.
Right. We work really hard to get our locally owned, unique businesses to apply every year, because you see a big surge of business come through your door when you are a passport program business. So.
And then the travelers, what, they have to fill out this passport, or if they do, they get a reward?
Yeah,
there's
a lot of prizes that you can get. I think a T-shirt, and usually there's... Omaha Steaks usually gives a big package for people who do the whole passport program.
If you complete it, you get some
benefits.
Right.
Yes.
But even
yes.
if you don't, you get to see all these places you probably overlook or could well overlook anyway.
Yeah.
And they've been vetted.
Yes.
And they've
yes.
all been yeah. recommended.
They have to have so many hours, you know, they have to be open so many hours to actually qualify to be able to.
You reach a certain level of quality in order just to qualify for the program.
Great.
Well, the thing I love about it, too, is this is going to get you off Interstate 80.
For sure.
This is going to get you into real Nebraska, off I-80. And for our three businesses here in the North Platte community, it gets you throughout the town, too. You think double dips, you get the downtown experience, you get the 4th Street experience with Prairie Friends and Flowers, and then you get to go over and experience Westfield and the wonderful shopping center. So. And people aren't going to stop at just those three businesses while they're here either.
No. They're going to find the other things to do in our community. So that's what's important is we get them in. So we really encourage people to do that this year. I'm sure everybody's plans have changed on what they were going to do for vacation. And if you don't want to get on an airplane, which not very many people want to do that. When we started out, of course, nobody wanted to be on an airplane. Nobody wanted to travel. And yesterday, the group that I watch, their statistics said 1 in 5 Americans now are looking at traveling. Not necessarily getting on the plane, but most of them are looking at getting in their car. And they're going to travel up to 500 miles this year for their destination, wherever they're going.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of pent-up demand. People want to get out.
And Nebraska's set up perfectly for that, you know, for people to come here. They feel like we're more rural than some other states are. We've had less COVID, and we've handled it better, and I think we're going to see that influx. I hope so because, you know, our hotels have suffered a lot. Our restaurants have suffered a lot. You know, our budget, we were only, COVID hit us about the 15th of March. We've got our March numbers in, and we were down 37%, but that was 15 days. We were down 37%.
Wow.
April, I would guess we're probably 75% down.
Then it got a lot worse.
So April and May are going to be really bad, and we'll see what happens.
You're talking about your revenues that come off the number of hotel visitors and motel visitors,
Maybe we could see a little bit of a
Been
pike
drastic.
Here in June and July. So we can hope at least. And we've been practicing social distancing here in the West for years. So.
Right.
Yeah.
My family are ranchers, and they all just laughed at me when I said we had social distancing. Thing is normal. My husband's a farmer, and he goes, "This is how I live."
I
know,
honey.
Things
this way.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, if folks want to get additional information about the Passport Program or the Jigsaw Contest you have going on, how can they do so?
The Jigsaw Contest is on our website, and it'll be on our Facebook page. Our website is visitnorthplatte.com. If you are interested in the Passport Program, you can come out to our office and get an actual passport if you need that in hand. Or you can search Nebraska Passport Program and find that app, I'm sure. On either they've got it for Android and Apple phones. It'll be easy to find. So,
anything else you'd like to add this morning, Lisa?
I don't have anything else.
Good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, have a great day. It's good to see you.
You too.
We'll have more coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.